we are coming close to the end of year. We are celebrating Christmas. What would be on your gift list asking Santa and his elves to ensure that Risa has?
Well, it's difficult. Like most people will say that their disability is expensive too. But the help, we do get help from National Disability Unit and the council, but most people don't get the food because it's a very big expense.
You're talking about the prosthetic leg.
The prosthetic leg, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I am hoping that it can be more readily available. We have two persons that do them here, but sometimes, depending on what you want, you don't get the full amount. So that would be why you give a more able...
You need the funding to really provide...
Yes. Provide for that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So that more
but we do get help from National Disability Unit. We do get help.
Right. Uh-huh. Well, let's hope that Santa and his elves will be able to access that level of funding and have it allocated for the rehabilitation of individuals, amputees. You know, it's really vital to their own independence, being able to move around.
On the enabling.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, Antoinette, I want to say thank you very much for sharing with us today. And come 2021, I would want to invite you and your president back to share a bit more about the organization and some of its projects and plans for the upcoming year.
Thank you very much. We will do
thank you, and I want to wish you the best for the season.
Thank you, Yuralee, and I want to wish you the best of the season, and to all Barbados amputees and families, have a happy, happy Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Christmas, these are the things of Christmas. for Christmas. These are the things for Christmas.
Listeners, our final conversation will be with the president of Barnard, Mr. Kelvin Arthur. Welcome to the program, Kelvin.
Thank you, Julian Lee. That is good to be here.
Well, for some new listeners who may never have heard about Barnard, just share with us who or what is this organization all about?
Barnard is an acronym. It stands for Barbados National Organization of the Disabled. It was founded in 1983 by Lucy Skeet and Mr. Carson Small, one of our former founders. Mr. Small has passed away, and as Cherry had alluded to earlier, wherever he is, knowing that this is his time of year where he will do his activities and be involved in other activities regarding the disabled and the elderly, he'll be smiling on what has transpired so far. In terms of our organization, it is a cross-disability organization, meaning that we do not cater for one disability. We are made up of individuals with several disabilities. We have mobility challenges. We have vision impaired. We have the blind. The only thing that is not in our organization at present is the deaf. But in the near future, that can be changed.
Right. So you have a mix of disability types within the organization. How would you say this year, 2020, was for the organization, particularly with the COVID pandemic impacting on us?
Yes. As Ms. Aisha had alluded to, it has been very challenging. And as one of the affiliates under the BCD, Barbados Council for Disabled, we have experienced many challenges in terms of the pandemic, which has affected the global economy. We are countries and are not able to facilitate funding as they would normally have done. Funding has been challenging this year because we're still being laid off and job losses and cuts and people scaling back. It has been hard because people need to know exactly where their money is going to be spent to prolong their companies and their businesses so that they too can be active in giving back to the economy and also the disabled communities. We have received many donations from corporate Barbados and some private citizens. And for that, we are very grateful and thankful. Even they themselves are feeling the strain. But in this time of year, people are feeling the Christmas spirit and are giving what little they can to what causes they can. And for that, we are truly thankful.
Right. And as you think about Christmas and what you would want Santa to bring to you and Barnard, what would be your top gift desire?
I would like to see greater equal opportunities for disabled in terms of employment, accessibility, services, because we too can be a productive part of society once given a chance. In this COVID pandemic, we have been under lockdown, social distancing, and this has been somewhat of an emotional challenge for persons. But in the disabled community, these are things that we will go through on a regular, because sometimes some disabled persons are marginalized and shunned, so they know the isolation and know how to cope with the isolation. And in this time, people are doing work from home. They are feeling the effects of isolation and the withdrawal symptoms.
Right. There definitely needs to be a lot more support. And I know that Barnard has the job prep program. So in terms of wanting the support, needing the support from the employers and the various companies, both public and private sectors, to ensure that this program continues to provide that avenue, that conduit for persons with disabilities to have the world of work experience and the possibility of finding part-time or full-time employment.
Yes, the job prep program has been a success in terms that we have had a number of our trainees and participants being employed in part-time work. Unfortunately, it has not materialized into a full-time employment. But companies and institutions are coming around to the idea of incorporating persons with disabilities into their workforce. And sometimes it has an added benefit because when a person with a disability comes into a workplace, I have seen it cheers up a room. They have this spirit about them where they try to reach everyone. They make friends with the janitor to the boss. And with that camaraderie, everyone comes together and is a more close-knit environment.
Great. All right, Kelvin, it really has been a pleasure talking to you, not only today, but at different points throughout the year. And I want to say thank you to Barnard for the work you're doing as well, contributing and helping people with disabilities to become more enabled, empowered, and of course, fitting into our society. So I want to say thank you and wish you all the best, all the members of Barnard, a merry, merry Christmas and a healthy and prosperous new year.
I would also like to wish you and your listeners and Barbados as a whole a wonderful and merry Christmas and a happy new year, because programs like this helps to advocate and give the disabled people a voice. And it reaches more and it changes policies and ideas and way of thinking in the general public. So programs like these are very useful.
Well, I want to
and
say
I want
thank
you continue.
You. Thank you. Thank you very much on behalf of Starcom, who provides the opportunity to share and educate. So I want to say thank you to you and to all the listeners who have listened throughout the year, who have shared their thoughts, their ideas, their moments, good and not so good, and just wishing you all the best for the season.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Visions with me, Udalee Wickham-Ashby. Remember, you can reach out to me on 1-246-269-9660 or via Starcom 1-246-430-7300. You can email me as well on visions@gmail.com. That's visionsbarbados@gmail.com. visionsbarbados@gmail.com. And of course, you can go onto the VOB929.com website, look for the podcast link, scroll until you find Visions, and you can listen to this and past episodes. So, have a merry, merry Christmas. A merry, merry Christmas. Until next week. Bye. Be safe. Enjoy.